We welcome you to Training CD 82. From the 2005 Young Living Annual Convention, a highly informative lecture by Dr. David Hill on wellness support. And now here's Matt Field to introduce Dr. Hill.
It's hard to travel throughout this company and not bump into someone who hasn't been directly affected by the man who I'm here to introduce. He has touched the lives of so many people, and I'm excited that he's here to be able to talk to you. For the past 2.5 years, Dr. Hill has been mentored and taught and trained directly by the hand of Gary Young. And he has had that opportunity to be able to learn and teach the art of natural medicine and essential oil use. And what a magnificent opportunity that has been for him. Dr. Hill leads a team of professionals of truly unsurpassed skill and knowledge in the field of natural medicine. He continues to do the research and the study that it takes to really understand how to treat these illnesses that come into us every single day. And it's a treat to be able to learn from him. With an innovative approach to education and his willingness and desire to teach, it's exciting. What a wonderful chance to be able to learn and be educated. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce Dr. David Hill. Please give a warm round of applause for him.
It's great having him introduce me, because no matter what he says, I can always one-up him. I can always get back at him. Let me tell you an interesting experience that I had, and it's such a funny thing. I was invited to go to Vanderbilt University not too long ago, and it was an interesting phone call to get. I got a gentleman by the name of Paul Keckley called me, and he said, "Dr. Hill, I understand you know a little bit about natural medicine, and we're having a symposium where we're inviting physicians from all around the country, and we'd like you to come and participate. In fact, we'd like you to be a presenter." Well, it turns out the presentation really wasn't much, but I got to be involved in this. And one of my responsibilities while I was there was to be in a workshop in which I would be the steward over a group trying to investigate the prowess of energy medicine. How many of you are familiar with energy medicine? Yeah, we all are. In fact, this is one of the newest and most exciting things with medicine, is understanding how energy affects the body. There was an interesting experiment that was done not too many years ago. I've tried to find this, and I'm relating this secondhand. So if this really isn't true, don't blame me. But I believe it to be true. I really apologize. There is something in the room that's got me going. Every group has given me thieves' lozenges. I've got a whole. That's the great thing about Young Living. Don't sniffle. Don't cough. Got you covered. Open wide. I mean, people have been running up. "Hold your hand out, Dr. Hill." "Okay. Put that under your tongue." "Yes, I know." Young Living distributors are the greatest people, because you guys know what to do. There's something in this room, however, that's really kind of got me coughing and not so. As I go through this, please be patient. I was invited to come out and to do this, and one of my responsibilities while I was there was to sit in this group of energy medicine. Now, keep in mind, these are physicians that have come from all around the country. They're from places like Harvard, Johns Hopkins, from Duke. They came from, you name it, and they were there. Arizona, they were there from Texas, Vanderbilt, some pretty prestigious individuals. I'm really not poking fun of them. It's just so fun to poke fun of them. So we're going to do that for a little bit. First off, they were incredible minds, some of the most powerful minds, I suppose, in medicine. One of the exercises is we're trying to talk about energy medicine. They're throwing out terms like, "Well, it's your chi." Not everybody there was a physician. In our group, in this particular group, we had one person who wasn't a physician. She was just there as a consumer of natural medicine and trying to share her perspective with this panel of illustrious doctors. And she said, "Well, it's your chi. It's your life force." And they're like, "We just don't get it." Finally, this guy from Harvard says, "I don't get all of these terms. It makes no sense to me. I don't understand them." And she said, "Well, may I do an experiment?" And we all said, "Well, sure, of course." And I thought, this is going to be rich, because I've recognized this. This woman had Young Living Distributor written all over her. And I thought, they don't know what it's about to happen to them. They hold on, guys. And I'm sitting in the corner, and I'm kind of just smiling, going, I know what's going to take place here. This is going to be, I wish I had a video camera, because I could sell this. This would be worthwhile footage. And so she says, "Okay, everybody, I want you to put your hands together like you're holding a ball. And I want you to close your eyes. And then I want you to feel the ball." "You feel it?" And they're all going, do you feel it? Remember, they're from Harvard and from Duke. So they're trying to feel the ball, right? And she's really excited about this. Come on, feel the ball. Close your eyes. Imagine it. It's a red rubber ball. And you can feel the tension. Feel it. Feel it. And so they're trying. They're really, okay, I'm going to feel the ball. Okay. But they're trying. They're really trying. Then so then she finally says, hey, choose a partner. Close your eyes and feel the ball. Feel it. And one of you put your hand through the ball. Put it through the ball. And finally one guy goes, I think I feel it. True story. This was so funny. I think I feel it. And so she's going and she's talking and this guy from Harvard finally goes, he's there and I'm watching. I'm not trying to feel the ball. I know what energy is. And this guy from Harvard who was trying to feel the round sphere has his eyes closed and finally he goes, see, that's just it. I don't have a ball. Well, that's a little bit of what I think is happening in medicine right now. They no longer have the ball. It's in your court. It's in your hands, not mine. It's in your hands. That's evidenced by the fact that right now in this country, 60% of this population, look around you, you're not alone anymore. 60% of this country has said, I don't do medicine. I go to my massage therapist. I go to my chiropractor. I go to my naturopath. I go to my homeopath. I go to my neighbor's grandmother who seems to know more about medicine than my doctor ever has. And they're making that choice. And I find that to be a very exciting prospect. But understand that they're not going to lose 60% of their market without reacting and without doing something. Let me share you another interesting little thing that came out of that experience. We spent 2 days in all of these different workshops, whether it was on energy medicine or exploring the avenues of non-chemical pharmaceuticals. They refused to call them herbs or oils. They just doesn't roll off their tongue very well, I guess. Regardless of what it was, at the very end of that, then there was a few of us who were invited to stay for the next day, and we had a roundtable discussion with the physicians from Vanderbilt, who I believe is very sincere in their intent to want to create an option of natural medicine and is trying to understand what all of this means. One of the individuals who was there was from Duke University, a physician who is in charge of their new $20 million alternative medicine facility. They just broke ground on it 2 months ago. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
No, it's not. No, it isn't. This is not unique to Duke University. Harvard has it. Arizona has it. Guy who teaches at medical school in Texas, he says, I've integrated natural medicine into my teaching, and our students are required to learn about this and understand these processes. You realize that medical doctors, I was talking with one not too long ago, he said, Dave, he said, I think I had less than one-hour lecture. I don't even think it was for a whole hour. I had one lecture on nutrition when I was in medical school. I talked with somebody last night and she told me, I don't know if she's in this room or not, but I believe she said that her father-in-law and her two or three brother-in-laws were all physicians. And they said combined, they had less than 4 hours that they felt that they could recall. That's really sad because